Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
We left the crew in a state of flux last week. They had just towed a live mine back to the harbour at Ardrossan without realising it was a live mine. The captain has shared the £20,000 reward money with the crew, but he said that was the good news. What could the bad news be? Let's go back over to Ardrossan Harbour and see what it is.
Well, come on. We've been waiting a week to hear what the bad news is. Just spill it, will you?
I'm sorry to tell you this, but as per the terms and conditions of the contract the Glenmidden has with Calmac, we have to take 4 weeks off during the year in order to have a rest and also to get the ship overhauled and refurbished. I really did all I could to get them to change it, but they were adamant.
Oh, don's nae so bad. 4 weeks holiday. Great, I'll be able to get back to my wee single end and govern and see my maw.
Unfortunately, it is without pay. And Scotty, if you're 74, how old's your mother?
Well, she's somewhere in between 90 and death. What do you mean, no pay?
I mean no pay. That's what Calmac have written into the contract.
It doesn't matter. Remember, we have the money we were just given for the reward. You can have a good time with one.
Yes, indeed, you can do. But there is some more bad news, I'm afraid.
Oh, in the name of the corry-fisted chanty wrestler, what new?
Well, I didn't want to tell you this, but this could mean the end of the Glenmidden for us all. You see, the drive-on, turn-right, drive-off doors have been leaking for the last month, and no matter how much bathroom silicone sealant we use, they're going to give way soon, and that means we can't sail. Also, Sandy needs new wireless equipment, and the jacuzzi in my bathroom needs replaced.
Good heavens above! Since you have a list, I need a new washing machine for the utilities. The last one is worn out, thanks to Dick.
Why? What's Dick got to do with your washing machine?
He thinks it's a television and he keeps turning it on.
But Captain, it's not my fault. I don't like watching sports all the time. Like Scotty and Crawford, I like the soaps.
In future, Dick, come to my cabin and you can avail yourself of my 32-inch. Leave Maggie's machine alone.
So, what amount of money are we talking?
Funnily enough, it's about £15,000.
But that means we'll only have... Wait, I'll work it out. No... Take one and carry six.
It's £600. We'll have £600 each. That is, if we decide to give our share over to the refurbishment.
Well, I don't think we've got much of a choice. I love this job, and the prison won't take me back. Unless I commit another crime, that is.
I think we need to have a meeting, just us, and know the heat high in, don't you, Captain?
I agree. Do have your meeting and let me know what you decide. We have 24 hours.
So, slightly dazed by the revelations the captain has laid before them, the crew retire to the restaurant to have a meeting without the captain to decide what should be done.
I think, as purser, I should chair this meeting. An Aberdonian is never liberal with the farts. Now, I say we go round everyone and you tell us what you want to do. We either take a 4 week break with our money and maybe not have a ship to come back to, or we give £15,000 of it to the captain for the refurbishment, and we are left with no holiday and only £600 each.
Well, no, I've invited myself to go and stay with Scotty at his little butt and Ben and Govan. It sounds so lovely, just the two of us on the floor in front of the fire, and maybe a little bit of Hoochmagandy.
Yeah, I will think again. I'm no going home. It would kill my ma if she saw me with another woman. Especially one who can't keep her hands to herself. No, I say, give him the money.
Well, of course, due to the scandal with the celestial trumpet, I cannot go home to my old parishioners. I believe they have put that obscene photograph of me in this month's parish news as a centre spread, no less. No, 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 I say, give him the money.
Well, I'd go home if I knew where it was. All my family have dispersed through the country. They thought it was better though, in way. Makes it harder for the police to find them. No, I say give him the money.
Speaking for the Erskine noise, we are happy to stay here and give the money over. Unfortunately, we have a slum with unpaid bar bills between here and John O'Groats, and it's safer to stay in a crowd.
What's he saying?
I said we owe money all over the place.
What? I haven't been at the honey. Who can I have it all out of my face?
Maybe your £600 can buy you a new hearing aid. Maybe one that's digital.
Digi what?
Forget it, you deaf old goat.
Well, I see the captain could have my share. He has been very kind to me over the last 6 months. I've learned so much.
I never knew there were so many positions in the Navy before I met him. I'm staying to keep him company.
What about Sandy? He hasn't spoken much.
Oh, he's dropped off with his narcolepsy.
And you, Maggie? Now, you won't be going to stay with Scotty.
Well, I've been thinking while you lot have been blethering on. I think I may just have the answer to our problem.
Then I'll be a first. What is it, you old red-headed Raji?
Well, you see, I've got a first cousin, Echon, on my mother's grandmother's father's sister's auntie's side. Now, he's a gardener and a caretaker at a large mansion house in Tinnabruich on the Kyles of Bute. We haven't seen him for a long time, but he shares his tasks with his friend Patrick, who's a refreshments overseer at the cafe in the grounds. Anyway, the owners go away for a couple of months to the Caribbean, and we might be able to wangle a stay if we look after the place.
But if he's looking after the place, why would he need us to do it?
Well, I know for a fact that he and his friend like to go down to Englandshire, to a place called Brighton, to take part in some cheery pride festival where all the happy men of the village march and are cock-a-hoop with the celebrations.
I have heard the captain talk about that.
Anyway, if you want, I'll put a call into him and see if we can all go down. All in favour, say aye.
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 Aye, aye, yes.
So it looks like the Glen Midden may be on dry land for some time to come. Will this mean the end of the soap opera? I doubt it. Anyway, I have a wife and 7 children to support, so I rely on the wage from this to keep us fed. Not that I want to be personal about it or anything, but if the scriptwriters are listening, please take note. So, we may see you same time, same channel, next week, for some more from the Glen Midden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.